a few of them did for a little while after their spouse died, but they didn't do that with anybody. The men thought it would mold the middle, and the women mold the middle, but pretty soon they're humming. It's like human nature takes care of that thing.
Yeah.
But this down in Tallulah, of all the people that me and my wife have gone around with, most of the husbands are dead on this right now. They're all just a bunch of widows down.
Yeah.
Now, when you were coming up, what were the relations like between men and women? In other words, how did you get to see a girl or one thing or another like that?
Well, that's just nature takes that course. You just found the way.
Yeah.
That's just like you go up here. I made a couple of trips representing the bank on the Bank of the Soil Conservation Tour, and one or two years different. We went by different of these Amish countries, you know, and they meet up with one another.
Yeah. I did.
This is a son Bill. This is a McKinney, ain't that?
Yeah.
McKinney?
Yeah. From Georgia.
From Georgia.
Write a book about the fall, make it rich and famous.
Trying to get a history of sort of the Northeast Louisiana.
These things are just going to collect up over in the library in Atlanta somewhere.
Right.
If y'all ever want to come over to this film 100 years from now, maybe y'all will find something interesting about it. No, they're very interesting, but we appreciate it. I've interviewed about 900 people around today. I interview all different types of people too, Mr. Gilfoyle. I interview, of course, folks like you, and then I interview people who can't read and write their names.
That's right. We've got to find a lot of that.
Yeah. So, when a boy was going over to the same girl's house a lot of the time, they say he was
engaged to her, they figured to get married. And I think a lot of times back in the olden days, the parents tried to, you know, fix them up with certain boys or certain girls. I mean, like, my parents know your parents, and you had an eligible gal, my parents would try to fix it up, see?
Yeah.
If they liked that particular family. And along about the time I was coming along, that sort of, they got tired of that damn food, because when the parents got in it, that usually broke it up. But I used to run around with a gal that I liked pretty well, and my parents and her parents got in it, and they were trying to push it, and hell, that broke it up right now. But you try to keep them from seeing one another, and goddammit, that's when they go to see them.
Now, when a boy would come in with lipstick on his collar, they'd say, you been?
Oh, they'd know he'd been out fooling around with a gal that she'd been nuzzling up to him.
Yeah. What about when a girl didn't want to see a boy anymore? They'd say she...
Well, she just wouldn't go with him.
Boy,
it
hadn't been the same ever since she...
No, she just wouldn't... If they didn't like them, they wouldn't show they wouldn't. When I was coming along, by the time I got to school, Daddy and them were well enough off that they sort of kept me in a darn old Ford to run around with. And we didn't have a school bus running up here. My first 3 years, I believe, in high school in Tallulah. And I rode a Model T that we owned down there at the school. And then went from Model T to Model A and on up on a Ford, and I used to go date these gals all over the country in the car. But I was one of the few that a lot of them didn't have to do it in, and my folks were a little bit better off than some of them at the time.
Yeah.
And I had a pretty good time when I was a youngster. I never did drink any whiskey, and I could go get any gal and fast let her go with me. And, but a lot of these boys would drink, and the parents wouldn't let them have to go out with them.
Yeah. After a wedding, say somebody got married second.